This is a very beautiful prayer contained in this chapter. It's called Hamsa Guhya Prayers, which means the secret prayers of a swan. Sounds like a name for a concert or something. Like, secret prayers of a swan. We have Kosciuszko Jezero. Yes. Bayer. Okay. Maybe we should send some Devananda Nitai on his roller blades to show the with the sixth canto. Well, you don't have sixth canto yet, no. Yeah, we should translate the sixth canto and send him to offer people to see the swans. Here's the secret prayer of the swans. But it starts with very funny things. 10 guys come out of the water and burn the forest. And then moon god shining comes and preaches to them a good lecture, and then he gives them a wife, one wife for all 10, and they are happy, all of them, and we are all their descendants. So actually it's quite it's quite far out, as they used to say in the, as you know, as they say that in the 60s people took the world, how did they say that, took acid to feel funny when looking at the normal world, and now people, the world is funny, and we need to take Prozac to feel normal. It's the other way around. But in the material world, it's all psychedelic, yeah? This acid, it's a psychedelic. So everything is psychedelic. So everything is very mysterious if you look deeply enough. So we continue. Three verses before, there was a very, I think it's one of the verses I learned even by heart, that Soma tells the Prachetas, see everybody as the temple of the Lord. So it's the place where where Srila Prabhupada temple. There are many verses like this, but this is one of the most clear, where Srila Prabhupada says, see everybody as a temple. Other places he says as a residence, as something else. We have a lot of verses about it. Even the Bhagavad Gita 1861, very important, famous verse for Bhakti Shastri. And Bhakta program. And so what's the verse that Krishna is in everybody's heart? 1861, Krishna is preaching to Arjuna. Fight, because it starts with Ishvara. Ishvara sarabhuta nam hride sharjuna tishtati brahmayan sarabhuta ni yantra rudani mayaya. So there he says Krishna is in everybody's heart, and everybody is like a car or yantra or a machine. So it's another way to see that you have Krishna, everybody, it's not a temple but a machine with two people. Krishna is, again, a driver, it looks like. And we are the passenger. And we say, Krishna, take us to the heavenly planets. And he says, sir, what's your credit score? He says, sorry, it's too far. Not enough money. So then, not enough gas, yes. So then we say, okay, take us to the crystal bar. What is it called? Bar, night bar, what is it called? Okay. Maybe no. No. I went there. Okay, he takes us there. And then we see this Radha Govinda. Huh, let me go see. That's something new. But even if you sit at crystal bar, you know, every few days these amazing people come in yellow clothes singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And people get benefit by Krishna's mercy. So that's this 6.4.13, very important verse. Everybody is a temple, or at least a machine. So Krishna is there. And then we have a series of verses now. not many purports, or rather no purports. So I will read starting from 15. do we have a expert operator of the remote control? Maybe we can jump from translation to translation. I will read the Sanskrit from 15 and then translation. Yeah, so you can follow the translation. So 15.
Alam dagdhair drumair dinai kilanam shivamastva varkshihesha varakanya patnitve pratigrihyatam.
Yes, and the translation. There is no need to burn these poor trees any longer. Let whatever trees still remain be happy. Indeed, you should also be happy. Now, here is a beautiful, well-qualified girl named Marisha. It's almost like a... Yeah. Who was raised by the trees as their daughter. You may accept this beautiful girl as your wife. Okay, so here's a method to pacify 10 angry guys. So I'm saying it's all strange here. They are sent to prepare for marriage. They do austerity. I mean, prepare for marriage, they go in the ocean. 10,000 years come out, burn trees. Then Soma comes out, preaches to them, and then he says, look, there's a beautiful girl, Marisha, and we are all her descendants. Modern scientists are saying that, what are they saying? That all people who have not brown eyes are coming from one father. And all Jewish people come from four mothers. Only. There were only four mothers, and they all come from four mothers. Anyway, we all come from one father, Krishna, and his first unborn Brahma, Swayambhu, was self-born. They call him Swayambhu. Brahma. So we are all brothers and sisters, Hare Krishna. My friend recently, DNA, you may not remember, it was a big project. It was a multi-million project to decode DNA, human DNA. You remember? It was around 2000 something, I think. No, before, 1990. It was a huge undertaking. It was multi-million, it costed a lot. Now it costs, just a few years ago, in America it was $300 to decode your DNA. And now it's 50 euros. My friend did it for himself, and he was surprised. Actually, this is my Varma Pradarshaka guru. He was expecting to find Italian something, because he's apparently they have some relatives, and his family name is Mater Dei, which is in Latin means Mother of God. Not Yashoda, but at least generic Mater Dei. And he did this. He sent this DNA test, and they sent you a bottle. You like the Q-tip that you get from Nrisimha Seva there in the, and you swab the cheek, put it in a bottle, and send it to America for €3. And then they sent you after 2 weeks the result, and then and possible relatives. So he did, and he found that he is 70% East European, and East European they include Austria, and yeah, like this, and a little bit Baltic, and also 15% Balkan, and 1% Jewish, which surprised everybody. Ashkenazi Jews. Everybody was, wow. So I was also curious. What do I... So he told me, they give me a good deal. It's not 69 euros, but if I do a second one, it will be 50 euros. I'll pay. So, okay, they sent. Swabbed, packed, sent. But for me, it was nothing interesting. It was nothing. 85% Eastern European, 15% Balkan. which is supposed to be anyway, I mean, the same people historically moving, right? And no close relatives. I mean, they gave me a list of 1,000 people who is maybe your third or fifth cousin. I found one interesting guy, Nash, which I hope is a descendant of the mathematician, schizophrenic Nash, but at least mathematician. But it's all, you know. Anyway, we are all brothers and sisters anyway. No need to do DNA. And Bhagavatam, there is a therapy system to restore relationships or memory or respect to all the members of family. Constellation therapy. I think Smita Krishna Swami did some presentation like 7 years ago here. Huh? Hellinger is a very good. I like his system. He's one of the guys. But there are different systems. This was the only therapy which cured my insomnia immediately, like on the spot. Because one friend in Ukraine, I didn't fall asleep in. My friend in Ukraine, he was doing this professionally, and he said, he was coming to the classes, and he said, come, let's try. And I said, I don't know how to, because I can't sleep because I'm bored. You know, it's boring. You know, you go down and you lie down, it's boring. So I think it's greed. Greed for information that doesn't let you sleep, me. So he said, okay, let's try. So he, you know how it's done? You select people who present different relatives or phenomena, and they make a psychological drama, they do something. But he has to know how to analyze it. So he put, he didn't say disease, he said symptom. I said disease, no disease, symptom. Because you don't know what's the disease, symptom, insomnia. So choose your symptom. So I said, okay, you be a symptom, sit, okay, stand here. Then he said, okay, choose, I will put your family, dynasty, let's see, maybe there is something from karma from before. You be a dynasty, a family. That, no problem there, all blessings. And they have to behave spontaneously, you know, like what do they feel they want to say or do or... And then we had a few devotees there, like half devotees, half non-devotees, like, you know, free-thinking, progressive people. And there was one devotee, mother and a husband, and she was, you know, like very kind figure with, you could see, she's like a motherly figure, you know, like... I almost feel like there was a daughter, but I'm sure there was no daughter there. But like you could feel the daughter, she's like a kind mother or something. How did he put her there? No, I said, okay, you say greed. Okay, choose your greed. I said, okay, you be greed. Okay, he said, he stand there. And then they behaved... She said, I wish to turn away, I wish to feel to go like this, I feel lonely, and then he said, I feel we need something else here. And he chose that devotee, mother, lady, figure, put, and then what do you feel now? And then both my greed and the symptom, they all came, and she embraced them. And I said, this is bhakti. Bhakti giving shelter to jnana. And because everything is subordinate to bhakti. And symptom became also, I forgot what it was, it was a happy, I was not playing, you know, I was just standing and they were doing all these things. And he just analyzed and encouraged them. And okay, we did this. I thought, nice, good. And I came back, and I had an evening class because many working devotees. I had an evening class going till 8 or 9, and usually it's hard to sleep after that. And I took no pills. I came to the room, just lie down, boom, and I am asleep. And then next day, same, just come down, boom, and I am asleep. And for 1 month, nothing, just let's come down, no problem, like a baby. It was magic, pure magic. But then I started traveling again somewhere, went to another country, and it stopped, spoiled. And then there's another devotee from New Zealand who does it professionally. And I decided, let's try again. You know, it worked once, it will work twice maybe. So I went to that, and it was nice, but it was more like family-centered. Father, mother... Sister, something, and traditional approach. And it was nice, but no effect on my insomnia. And that guy moved to another country, so I have to catch him again. But the idea is that we are all one big family, and this is what I think Mother of Dhruva tells Dhruva. Don't wish bad to anybody. Please correct me if I'm not remembering right. In the fourth canto. Don't wish suffering to anybody because this suffering will come to you. You remember this? very interesting verse. So best not to wish suffering to anybody. So therefore, we are all one big family, and if we lack some member, sometimes we are angry, reject, hate, or something, then it makes us sick. Because the system, it's like, you know, you take a part of the engine out of the car and throw it out. It will not work normally. So Bhagavatam is like this big therapy. It gives you all the relatives, all the good, the bad, and the beautiful, all the parts, all the scandals, but everybody. Everybody's there, so you know everybody, and you have a holistic picture, the whole universe. All the demigods, all the trees, all the birds, proper connections, proper relationships. So theoretically, it's restoring our spiritual health. I mean, it's practically restoring our spiritual health, theoretically, sometimes even physical, to some extent, or completely. So here we have Soma coming and stopping conflict. And this is the sixth Manvantara, Chakshusha Manvantara, which is coming after a few verses. Okay, so let's go to... Did I read? Yes. 16. You can chant together, all of us. Ityamantriyavararoham kanyamapsarasim nripa somorajaya yaudatvate dharmeno payemire. And the translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued. My dear king, who is the king? Parikshit. After thus pacifying the prachetas, Soma, the king of the moon, gave them the beautiful girl born of Pramlocha Apsara. It's discussed in the previous cantos. The Prachetas all received Pramlocha's daughter, who had high, very beautiful hips. We can, in our biographies, include that Radha Krishna Devi Dasi, high, beautiful hips. Paramhamsa Mayapur Navadvip Das, biceps 28 centimeters. I mean, it's Mahab. It's in the Bhagavatam. IQ 156. Should be better times. Okay. The Prachetas all received Pramlocha's daughter, who had high, very beautiful hips, and married her according to the religious system. Dharmena. So we don't have any misconceptions. It was all it was all religious. 17. We can chant together. Tebyastasyam samabhava daksha pracheta sakila yasya prajavisargena loka apuritastrayam. In the womb of that girl, the Prachetas, all begot a son named Daksha, who filled the three worlds with living entities. Hare Krishna. That's us. And we like to think, yes, we are children of God. Okay, Brahma. But then Daksha, But you can see, he chants such nice prayers in the next verses that God comes to him. And he is the father of all the mothers of the universe. He tried with the boys first, but Narada took them with the express train, what's it called? ICE? Fast train, no stops. Straight to the spiritual world. One time, 1,000, 10,000. Second, no, 1,000. Second time, 10,000. Just whoosh, whoosh. So then the third time, Daksha decided, okay, let me give birth to daughters. Maybe he will not go preach to my daughters. And he was right. So here we all are. His descendants. So Daksha, we have an insight here. We have a purport, but it's a rather technical purport, so I will not stop here. Daksha was first born during the reign of Svayambhuva Manu in Canto 4, very beginning, but because of offending Lord Shiva, he was punished by having the head of a goat substituted for his own head. We don't have such a punishment in our criminal code. I remember I was in an Esperanto club. It was a very interesting club. We had professors and students, and it was a very interesting collection of people. And we were all speaking Esperanto. And to speak not Esperanto, speak in Ukrainian, it was called krokodili, means to crocodile. And sometimes we had a crocodile, and if somebody didn't know how to say something in Esperanto, we would give him a crocodile. And he had to carry the crocodile until he caught somebody else who didn't know how to speak Esperanto, and give him the crocodile to carry in his turn. I think we can teach everybody Slovenian very quickly with a crocodile system. Crocodile or crocodile doesn't seem. What can we use instead of crocodile? Huh? Alligator. No, something Krishna conscious. I mean, something from the Bhagavatam, but. No, that's nice. Peacock is nice. Something that will inspire a person to find somebody else to give it to. Oh, donkey, yes. Or the collection of a donkey, camel, a pig, and a dog. Anyway, Slovenian people are tolerant. And everybody naturally speaks at least four languages. But they had a different punishment, so they gave him a goat head of a goat. And, you know, he didn't like it. He could have continued, you know. But he thought, no, it's not fashionable. Thus insulted, he had to give up that body. He didn't have to. He was brought back to life, but he gave it up. And in the sixth Manvantara, called the Chakshusha Manvantara, basically it describes that was five Manvantaras back. This is 300 million years times five back. So 1.5 billion years ago. So he basically went to the forest till he died. Did austerity till he died, and now he was born from the prachetas, again as Daksha, with the same function, but already as a, not as a Brahma's mental son, but prachetas' son and a kshatriya. So, but without the goat head, at least. So, in the sixth Manvantara called the Chakrusha Manvantara, that's the previous one, famous for Who can tell me what Chakrusha Manvantara is most famous for? We sing about two personalities from that Manvantara every day. Nrisimhadev? Prahlad? No, three personalities. And Hiranyakashipu. So that's the sixth previous. So he was born of the womb of Marisha as Daksha. In this connection, Srila Vishnachakravarti Thakur quotes this verse, Chakshushe tondare prapte praksarge kalavidrute yaksa sarja praja ishta sadakshodaiva chodita. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the Supreme Will, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshusha Manvantara. Bhagavatam 4:30-49. Thus Daksha regained his previous opulence and again begot thousands and millions of children to fill the three worlds. Hare Krishna. As a Prajapati. Daksha means expert. I remember I was once traveling in a train and with the books, and one guy asked, oh, so what are you doing? And what's, I'm saying, Hare Krishna, this is, and you know, like in the, usually in the early days, the first thing, so, and what does it take to be a Hare Krishna? And instead of telling him, you read books and chant Hare Krishna, I said, four principles. Yes. And the four principles, and no sex. He says, oh, really? So he said, like what, like completely? I said, well, for children only. He said, that's, And then I said, but there are Prajapatis. There are Prajapatis whose service to God is to produce children. He said, that's interesting. And how do I become a Prajapati? I think that would be, a good service. However, I mean, it sounds not how it is, because you can see every time they have to produce, like Daksha, he has to go to do austerity for thousands of years. Prachetas, they did austerities for thousands of years. And they produced such good children that they didn't even, that they went straight back home, back to Godhead. So this is actually, it's not for sexual enjoyment, it's a service for Brahma and for the soul to help give the machine to go back home, back to Godhead. So Daksha is a special character here, our great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And text 18.
Yatha sasarja bhutani daksho duhitri vatsala reta samana sachaiva tannama vahita shinu.
Shukadeva Goswami continued, please hear from me with great attention. So before you could have heard with lesser attention, that's okay. But now you can hear with great attention. How Prajapati, who was very affectionate to his daughters, Duhitri Vatsala, he loved his daughters. Well, oftentimes daddies love daughters, but he was especially affectionate to his daughters. Because the sons all were taken away by Narada. Created different types, how he created different types of living entities through his semen and through his mind. Purport, the word Duhitri Vatsala indicates that all the Prajas were born from Daksha's daughters. All of us are born from Daksha's daughters, 60 daughters. And we will read how they are married. And we read already in Canto 4, they are Sattvika Shaktis. They are daughters like intelligence, daughters like tolerance, like faith. They are all married to sages and so forth. So they populate, they are mothers of demigods and mothers of everybody. Okay. Srila Shantakarji Thakur says that apparently Daksha had no son. Well, he had, but gone. He had many, but they took sannyas and out. 19. Manasaiva srijat purvam praja patirima praja deva suramanushyadin nabastala jalaukasa. With his mind, Prajapati Daksha first created all kinds of demigods, demons, human beings, birds, beasts, aquatics, and so on. So, I will stop at 19. Tomorrow will be from 20. where he goes to do austerity and chant this beautiful prayer, which is difficult to chant. Actually, we need to contact Narayani Mataji, ask her how to chant this, because it's a irregular. It has an unequal number of syllables. So, 19. With his mind, Prajapati Daksha created. So I wanted to stop at this verse because you can see that it starts with the mind. We put a lot of importance on so many things, on how much money we have in the wallet, how much money we have in the bank, how much, how high are the buildings, how many hectares of land you have, how many tons of grain you produce. So things which can be externally measured. However, yesterday Radha Govinda Prabhu was speaking about a devotee. You must know this devotee who, before answering, makes a pause. You know this devotee? You don't know the name, yeah. So he said that every time they ask him something, he makes a pause and then he answers. And then somebody asks him, do you always make a pause before you answer? He made a pause. And then he said, maybe. It's a sattvic and good thing, although for jokes it's better if you can give a snappy, witty reply, humorous, unexpected. Humor means unexpected. But we are in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and you can see, it's quite interesting, by Srila Prabhupada's putting such an emphasis on consciousness, he achieves also, you can see, such an external success, because mind is over matter, and consciousness is more important, and we are the soul. So Daksha here also, before he uses his mind. And it's also quite interesting, even though that's already long later, from the beginning of the day, he still can produce a lot with his mind. And he can think how to arrange the universe and the population and the society. Society is the most complicated. The houses and the and the mountains is okay. You put it there, it's there, you know. But humans, it's very takes a much deeper effort and relationships and desires. Humans means desires and choices, and so you have to give people goals. And there are five main goals. Yes, five main. Four purusharthas. What are the four purusharthas? Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. What is the most rare on the street? Who has ever distributed books on the street? Narisimha Seva Prabhu. Did you just... Yes. So, who is the most rare to meet? One who wants dharma, one who wants kama, one who wants artha, or one who wants moksha? Moksha. If you see a person who wants moksha or mysticism, he'll buy a book. And how often do you meet somebody who wants bhakti? Very rare. Even in your morning shower in the mirror, not often. Maybe after the japa and bhagavatam, we can meet some glimpse. Or maybe after breakfast, I don't know, which is, or kirtan. So, that's panchama purushartha, prema, pumarta mahan. So, desires. Desires, they move motives. They move, so that's why I think it's not accidental that motive is put as the next canto. Canto 7. Uti, impulse, what moves people. And here, first, we have inspiration. We have poshana, mercy, in this canto. Mercy of Krishna to devotees, and fifth canto, mercy of Krishna to dharmic people, means good people. People who try to be good. So that then we see, oh, Krishna is actually nice. Oh, maybe I should serve him. I should try to serve him, and then maybe we can advance. So you can see, Daksha has the apparently uncomplicated task of populating the universe, but you can see both for Brahma and Daksha, it's a big. It's a big challenge how to do this properly, and also how to, like you can see, there were Rudras and Brahma had to stop. They were populating like anything, millions of Rudras, it says, and he stops them because they were not what he wanted. So also, as Prabhupada says, the problem is not children, the problem is undesirable progeny, or children who don't, who are not good, basically, yes, who are not a good contribution to the society. Bhaktisiddhanta just says, if I could have children who would be Krishna conscious, yes, he said. I would have hundreds of children, yes, he said. But he remained a Naishtika Brahmacharya till the end of life. Apparently he was not sure. He could... Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had... Even you can see Prabhupada, he had five children, yes, and Vrindavan, and he's, yeah, Vrindavan was, Vrindavan there. He was Pakka devotee. Others were like so-so. So, it's not so simple. And Daksha, first in his mind, he thinks how to do this. He tries, he does it. He does it, that's his service, that's his empowerment, that's his mission, and he fails. Next verse, he fails, he cannot. And what does he do? Does he go kill himself? Does he go lie in the bed and mop? Oh, so bad, Krishna is not good, I'm useless. Or something. No, he goes and Hamsa Guhya prayers. Oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Krishna comes and says, it's gonna be all good. It's not all good. Seemingly, he still has a little misunderstanding with Narada, but that's a result of previous offense. But otherwise, we are all here, reading about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. And thinking how to achieve the highest goal. And then also thinking how to cultivate beautiful desires. We have inside a garden with desires. And some desires look nice but are poisonous. And some desires grow quick, but kill everything around. And there is a beautiful, beautiful desire to have prema to Krishna. But you have to recognize, that's why we are all doing this, recognize and clear and water. Water with hearing chanting, with being with devotees, nicely. Yes, and reading, thinking. Purnachanda Maharaj was complaining. He was saying, we do the reverse. He says, when we chant Hare Krishna, we think about a million things. When we hear the Bhagavatam, we are blank, like complete empty. He said it should be the other way around. When we chant Hare Krishna, just no other thoughts, just Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. When we hear the Bhagavan, we should think, how about this, how about that, and in this situation, and how about buying things for the shop, how about selling, how about building, how about organizing, how about my chanting, how about, that's the Bhagavatam. He says that's this way we should use our mind. And then we can advance instead of slowly, we can advance steadily. What's the proverb recently I heard? Quick means slow, but every day. Yeah, something like this. Did you hear this proverb? Chinese like these proverbs. Quick means slow, but every day. Not quick, but once a month. Quick is slow, but every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Dobar Tek and Sharira Bidajal, Kijai. Comments. Nita Idaya. Or questions, or doubts, or thoughts. Yes, Prabhu.
Daksha has his sons when he was born, or as a son of
both. Both times. Fourth canto, he has his 13th daughter is Shiva's wife. 12 daughters are, I think he has 16 daughters. They are wives of Dharma, which also is significant because his daughters are very beautiful goddesses. They are Satika Shaktis, that we mentioned. Faith, enthusiasm, perseverance, all the most important things for the universe to exist. So these are his daughters when he is Daksha. But he is insulted by, he's angry at Shiva, and then he gets a goat's head, fasts to death, basically, or something, and then gets birthed again as Daksha. So he's fixed, he wants to do this, and now he has, and in this life, so in that life there was no sons, strangely enough. Actually, thank you for bringing this up, because I never thought about it, that it doesn't mention that he had sons. He married Prasuti, daughter of Uttanapada, yes? No. Devahuti, Akuti, Prasuti, whose daughters were they? Devahuti, Akuti, Prasuti, Uttanapada, Priyavrata. Devahuti is they are Swayambhu Manu's. They are Swayambhu Manu's daughters, yes. He married daughter of Swayambhu Manu, and for some reason it doesn't mention sons there in the fourth canto. But here he was very prepared. 10,000 sons, first time. Haryashvas, Shavalashvas. Then Narada Muni looks, he says, oh, they are very qualified. They don't have to stay here. They can go straight home. So he comes to them and gives them 12 riddles without answers. He says, there is a hole going into which nobody comes out. There is a father who is a father to everybody. There is something like this. No answers, just riddles. And they say, okay, we go do bhakti and go to the temple, to the Vaikuntha. And then so Daksha hears about this and okay, one more batch. Shavalashvas, Haryashvas, so another 1,000. So Narada Muni comes and he says, oh, you know, your brothers took sannyas, and they are your elder brothers. So you should also. Oh, really? Okay. And Daksha, it's coming later. And then Narada Muni comes to let Daksha scream at him, so Daksha can get it off and take bhakti, like purely. But that doesn't work. So he curses Narada. Narada says, okay, thank you. And so then Daksha has a brilliant idea. Yes, daughters, that's the way. Daksha is not gonna. and you can see Prabhupada was glorifying his disciples' daughters. And he said, don't think they are ordinary women. He says, look how they are preaching. Look how they are spreading Krishna consciousness. Look how they are. I mean, we can see many of them have achieved, Yamuna was a big inspiration for George Harrison. He was very impressed by her purity, sincerity. So Prabhupada said, don't think they're ordinary, that they're like ordinary women. They are. So Prabhupada also loved his daughters, Krishna conscious daughters, and engaged them in preaching. Yeah, but that's an interesting point. I should, because every year I'm teaching this part about Daksha, and I should investigate more. Where are the sons? Usually he's supposed to have sons, but there's only daughters. It's the first, it's the beginning of the day, so he needs mothers, and sages are there. I don't know. So yeah, it's an interesting question. Yeah, so previous life, no man, I don't remember any sons. Maybe I'll check the commentaries if anybody speaks. Vishwanath Chakravarti doesn't mention anything. Jiva Goswami doesn't mention anything. I'll see maybe somebody else says something. Thank you. Any more? Any?
I was also thinking, if you want to populate universe, you need a lot of mothers, you know. at least today, you know. But these sons, they were supposed to create also from their minds, I suppose, because what's the point of having like 10,000 sons if you don't have mothers for them, wives for them, or
there were others, but you can see it's not only the sex and quantity, the gender and quantity, but the quality that they had to provide, and so this is why you can see they take great care about consciousness and their austerity, tapasya, punya, and all these other things. So, you have as I mentioned, millions of rudras, and Brahma stops them. He stops them. No, do austerities like your Kumara brothers. Stop bringing progeny. There were others, but Daksha is the designated engineer of the universal society. How he has to create people with qualities who can actually both lead others like the demigods, and also be part of a harmonious and cooperate with others. So, do you have your comment? No. You were smiling with deep realization, but probably very private. Something. Okay. So, the conclusion. Before, in America, they have this expression: "Put your foot in your mouth." Have you heard this expression? Huh? No. No. It means you speak and then regret. You say something and you think, "Oh, why did I say that?" Yes, meaning you stop, you walk before you think. You said before you thought what you are saying. And you put your, so they call it, put your foot in your mouth. Meaning, say nonsense. So, you can see, it's Vedic system. You can see also how Prabhupada organizes our day, that we meditate, we study, we meditate in a very, just imagine, dancing meditation. Dancing and singing meditation. It's so revolutionary. It's so exotic. Dance meditation. Right? So who does, I mean, only one school does it. No, two schools do it. But without kirtan. And we have dancing and singing and meditation. So Prabhupada organizes this in such a way that we can see where we are moving and what we are doing. So using our consciousness. This is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So in the end everything is going to be okay. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. Still. Krishna is kind. Krishna is merciful and he gives all help. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Vanchakalpa Drupashtra, Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha, Patitanam.